From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, welcome to Inside Agriculture on 910 Classic Country, KCJB in Minot. Farm news in real country, Thunder 106.1, Lisbon and Fargo. Ag News 890, Lisbon and Fargo. And in Aberdeen, the area's information stations, 930 KSDN and 102.1. Well, President Donald Trump is nominating a former Senate Ag Committee aide and agriculture industry economist, and he's naming him as the chief agricultural negotiator for the U.S. Trade Representative's office. The White House confirmed Greg Dowd as the nominee. Dowd is currently the president of the Commodity Markets Council, a Washington, D.C.-based trade association. He worked for the Senate Ag Committee between 2011 and 2013 and worked for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association as an economist for 8 years. That according to AgriPulse. The American Farm Bureau Federation calls Dowd experienced in all levels of agricultural policy and economics. If confirmed by the U.S. Senate, the Kansas native will take the post previously held by Darcy Vetter in the Obama administration. Well, America's farmers and ranchers, you're going to soon have an opportunity to strongly represent agriculture in your community and industry by taking part in the 2017 Census of Agriculture. It's conducted every 5 years by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Ag Statistics Service, and the census to be mailed at the end of this year is a complete count of all U.S. farms, ranches, and those who operate them. The Census of Agriculture remains the only source of uniform, comprehensive, and impartial agriculture data for every county in the nation. That according to NAS Administrator Hubert Harner. As such, census results are relied upon heavily by those who serve farmers in rural communities, including federal, state, and local governments, agribusinesses, trade associations, extension educators, researchers, and farmers and ranchers themselves. The Census of Agriculture highlights land use and ownership, operator characteristics, production practices, income and expenditures, along with other topics. The 2012 Census of Agriculture revealed that over 3 million farmers operated more than 2 million farms, spanning over 914 million acres. This was a 4% decrease in the number of U.S. farms from the previous census in 2017 or 2007. While agriculture sales, income, and expenses increased between 2007 and 12, this telling information and thousands of other agriculture statistics are a direct result of responses to the Census of Agriculture. Well, today, when data is so important, there's strength in numbers, that according to Harner. And for farmers and ranchers, participation in the 2017 Census of Agriculture is their voice, their future, and their opportunity to shape American agriculture. It's policies, services, and assistance programs, and you can do that for years to come. Producers who are new to farming or did not receive a Census of Agriculture in 2012 still have time to sign up to receive the 17 Census, and you can do that by visiting www.agcensus.usda.gov. Okay, we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we're talking pork. We'll do that right after a break for these words.